off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
And this morning we're joined by Kieran in the studio. How are you?
Good morning, Kiria. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing really well.
Good.
I'm really excited to learn more about this book.
Yes.
You brought in a local a writer as well.
Yes, a Wellington writer, Rose Liu. And the book is called All Who Live on Islands, and it's a collection of 9 essays. And so she came to New Zealand from China when she was aged 5 in the 90s with her university-educated parents. And this collection of essays, I guess, explores her experiences growing up in that kind of young generation as a Chinese migrant in New Zealand. And it's so great. I really loved it. It's about family and relationships and food and travel and working in the tech industry. She is a software developer Wellington. And teenage sex and kind of sexual awakenings and sexuality. And I guess it's about sort of straddling that hyphenated life in a multicultural society, which is actually... it has a monocultural focus.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's very personal.
It's very personal. And it kind of moves all around New Zealand, from China to Auckland, Wellington, Christchurch, Palmerston North, Whanganui. And she uses Chinese characters throughout the book and dialect. And so it's just a really smart, insightful book. She's very funny and witty as well. And for me, I think the standout was the title essay, All Who Live on Islands. And it kind of explores living in two cultures, you know, that of your parents and that of your peers.
Mm.
And kind of explores what it's like when, as a kid, you're trying to reject that culture, anything that makes you stand out and makes you different. But then as you get older, you kind of realise that these things are important to reconnect with because they're the things that have kind of shaped you. So I think she kind of handled that in a really beautiful, nuanced way.
Mm.
And I really like how she explores invisibility and kind of representation and how important it is to see yourself represented in literature and books. And I love she writes about how when she was growing up, you know, the only kind of other that she ever read really was Claudia Kishi, the Japanese-American character in The Babysitter's Club.
Mm.
So, yeah, I totally related to that as well. And she tells this story about how when she was at school, one of her school friends wrote, they had to write a story, and she wrote a story about her family. And the girl depicted her family as blonde white people, which they weren't.
Mm.
And the teacher took her aside and sort of said, why did you write that? You know, that's not who you are. And she honestly just thought that's what the rule was, because she'd never seen any kind of acknowledgement of any other different sort of ethnicity in writing.
Mm, I just want to say that the cover is beautiful.
The cover is beautiful. And it's really cool because it's designed by Sharon Lamb.
Oh, nice.
Who is another writer. So I kind of like this. It's like referencing your homies.
Yeah.
She's another writer. She wrote Lonely Asian Woman last year. So they're chums.
I love it when artists or like writers collaborate together.
Yeah.
Or
mm.
You know, when you see that connection, it's really cool. Especially
with
local writers as well.
Community.
I can see that you must have enjoyed this a lot, because as I'm flicking through it, there are like lines after lines underlined by you, and like a comment on this page that says, I honestly cannot agree with this more.
Oh, yes. So what I have said, I honestly cannot agree with this more, is can I just read this
little
bit out? So, why am I being asked to give something a sensitivity read instead of Pākehā sharing or even giving up their positions of power in the Aotearoa publishing industry to people of colour?
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't agree with
bold.
It more.
Yeah, well, clearly.
Yeah.
I love that. I can see you very much must have enjoyed this.
I really, really enjoyed it. It's a great book. And I think it's really... She critiques the kind of whitewashed publishing industry in a really kind of not aggressive way at all, just kind of making an observation of how it is. And I think I would love to see more writing like this, more diversity. And I think it's coming.
Mm.
Which is really important and really exciting. she writes about how Aotearoa has a really particular kind of isolation that can't be found elsewhere, and it's a kind of isolation of pointed significance to migrants, and that migrants and tangata whenua are underrepresented in positions of power here, and I guess inherent to that is a sense of precarity.
Yeah.
So really, really pertinent, insightful observations here. And I just loved her insights about writers of colour and how they can be freighted with the burden of responsibility of representation. And, you know, am I a good advocate for my community? Which is something that maybe Pākehā writers don't really have to consider.
Mm. Yeah, totally. Is this her first book?
It is. It's her first book.
It's pretty bold first book. I like it.
Oh, she's just come with a bang, yeah, I reckon. Yeah, and absolutely. She studied at the IIML in Wellington and won the Creative Nonfiction Prize.
Oh, wow.
For that year. Yeah, it's wonderful. She just writes really well about casual racism, but also internalised racism, which I guess I touched upon before. And it's really witty, really smart, really fresh, really vibrant.
Nice.
Yeah, she's one to watch, I think.
With each one of the essays, are they quite separate from each other? Because I'm wondering if you'd kind of go into it reading like the entirety, or maybe you'd kind of space each one out and kind of analyse each one as you go. Like, how did you find when you...
I think you can probably read them in any order because it isn't linear. It jumps around from life stage and location. So you can read a piece and then kind of think about it and then dip in and read another one. Yeah. Awesome.
I've noticed that's a style of book that I've seen quite a bit around recently.
Yeah, do you think that's because the rise of essays?
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm. And what's the... We can get the title once more of the book as well.
Yeah, so it's called All Who Live on Islands. It's by Rose Lou, published by Victoria University Press.
And you can get that at Time Out with a discount. On your with your B card.
Come in with your B card.
Come in with your B card. You can get a discount.
Pick it up.
It's a great book.
Sounds great. Karen, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Kiria.
That was Loose Reads.